Leaders from around the world are congratulating Cardinal Robert Prevost, who was elected as the 267th Pope Thursday. Prevost, who has taken the name Pope Leo XIV, was selected on the second day of conclave in the Vatican City. Prime Minister Mark Carney, who is Catholic, offered his prayers and wishes to Pope Leo XIV. The white smoke rising above the Sistine Chapel signals the beginning of a new papacy, a moment of renewal, hope, and unity for more than a billion faithful worldwide. This is a historic moment for the Catholic community and for all those who look to the Vatican for guidance, a statement from the Prime Minister reads. Canadians offer best wishes to His Holiness Pope Leo XIV as he begins his papacy. At a time of profound global challenges, may his pontificate be marked by wisdom, discernment, a deep commitment to common good, and dignity of all. Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Poilievre said he joined with Catholics in Canada and around the world in expressing best wishes and prayers for Pope Leo XIV. The Catholic Church is the spiritual home of millions of Canadians. It also works within and beyond its walls to advance the common good, carrying on Christ's ministry to help the poor, the vulnerable, and all who suffer. This is an appropriate day to also recognize the role the Catholic community has played in shaping our shared Canadian experience. Poilievre added that as the first pope from North America, he is hopeful that his tenure will be particularly meaningful for Canadian Catholics. Conservative Party of BC leader John Rusted congratulated Prevost, noting he has been chosen to lead more than a billion Catholics around the world. God bless to all of BC's proud Catholic Christians on this auspicious day. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said Pope Leo's election is a momentous occasion for Catholics in Ontario and around the world. May he continue a legacy of service and humility that inspires generations to come. U.S. President Donald Trump said it is such an honor to realize Pope Leo XIV is the first American pope. What excitement, and what a great honor for our country. I look forward to meeting Pope Leo XIV. It will be a very meaningful moment. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance. The U.S. Vice President congratulated Pope Leo XIV on being the first American pope. I'm sure millions of American Catholics and other Christians will pray for his successful work leading the church. May God bless him.